colonized planet, the verge of extinction, watching us vanish, the whole human race, and we're under one banner, all one machine, sporting cog on the standard, just landed, reads on the scanner, hands on my lancer, and I'm gonna want answers, briefed and equipped, now I'm
sprung. I would finally just like to welcome everybody back to another episode of the Gears of War podcast. I'm Killer Mike.
I'm Popsicle Runner.
We've been on a long hiatus due to just personal projects we've been dealing with, you know, in our lives. And finally, we're able to get together again to do an update episode and to let you guys know that we'll be coming back regularly to do an episode of Gears of War.
Right. We're definitely not done and over with. We've had many, throughout the three of us, we've had many messages either through Facebook or just on Xbox through our gamer tags, just saying how much you and actually enjoyed the people who consistent listeners enjoyed us and enjoyed the show. So we're definitely not done. And we'll be, like Mike said, coming back on the regular. One of the things that we're going to do if we don't have content, Mike and I, on the two-player ones anyways, are going to go through, much like the three of us did on the Hive Busters episodes, we're going to go through the campaign and put them out, you know, each episode for an act or a chapter, and, you know, just BS our way while we play the game and just talk about Gears and things like that. So if we don't have any new news or, like, any big Gears updates, there will still be some type of episode coming out, at least bi-weekly.
Right. So you, at least you guys could have that to look forward to.
Exactly. What was I going to say? I'm not going to lie. I saw a clip of, you know, in this most recent Gears game, they added, like, emotes.
Emotes.
And I'm not going to lie. There was a downed cog, and when I saw a grub making money rain on him, I was like, I mean, this isn't
that's
Fortnite.
Not Gears of War. Come on,
right?
Man.
I mean, like I was okay with some of them. Like, you know, he could have like put his thumb across his neck, just like some of the more like actual things. But like,
like make it rain on him. Come on.
Yeah. Like, we clearly haven't played Gears in a little while because it was going towards that route and kind of put a bad taste in all of our mouths. Just all the changes that we're making that we didn't like. But that right there made me definitely not want to play a whole lot of it again.
No, like, in the multiplayer, and let's be real, has been bastardized. They did it themselves. They killed the player base to the point where they had to merge ranked games with each other, basically.
Yeah.
Right. Not merge ranked games, but expel some games from ranked and just put other games in quick play, and then backfill it.
Yeah, it's not the same. They making changes. First, they nerfed the Lancer, then they made it overpowered, then they nerfed it again, and then, you know, everybody always complains about the Nasher one way or another.
You see, I saw a lot of people complaining that Gears 5 has tons of campers, people just hiding. So maybe I was thinking, I was like, is the game shifting to a new meta? The way it's supposed to be played? People hiding and shooting each other from across the map with Lancers?
I mean, that'd be nice. That's what makes it tactical.
Right.
I always go back to the most praised one is Gears 3. Out of all of them, that may not be, if you're listening, it may not be your favorite, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be. But the one that gets most praised for multiplayer definitely was Gears 3. If that is stuck to that, I'd be definitely ecstatic. And I look forward to a remastered version of Gears 3 at some point.
I really hope they remastered 3, and I think if they do it, it will probably kill Gears of War 5 and multiplayer for the next one.
Definitely.
And I think that's what they should probably do, is they should probably release remastered Gears of War 3 and then sit on it for a year and a half, and then maybe throw out 6 afterwards when everyone's had their fill of 3.
Right. I wonder how long before I'm not even sure if they're even working on Gear 6 yet. I mean, surely they must be, right? And that'll be a couple years out anyways. I don't know.
Yeah, I just some of my greatest gaming moments have come in Gears of War 3. I would pay money to play that again. Even if Microsoft decided they weren't going to release it on the Game Pass, I'd pre-order it.
I would too. I mean, I rebought the Gears 1 remaster.
Here's as far as I would go, is I would buy Bulletstorm again
I knew you were going to say that.
I would buy Bulletstorm at full price.
To play the beta for Gears 3.
To play the beta.
Remaster. Yeah. That would be hilarious. You know what? So would I.
Right?
God. I don't know what else I was going to say. Oh,
I just remember us skipping work.
Right?
During that whole beta. Just whole week's worth of pay just gone.
It was amazing. Well, there were things we had to unlock in the beta. We wanted them in the game.
Right?
Oh, it was fantastic. Do you want to, I don't know if we've ever mentioned it on the show prior, do you want to plug your other project that is essentially your job currently? Do you want to?
Yeah. So basically, one of the reasons why I haven't been able to have time to do this podcast, because I have been not gone solo or rogue, but me and my one friend from high school back in 2014 had started a card business, trading cards, Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, stuff like that. And we just didn't do anything with it until the pandemic really hit. And so basically the pandemic hits and we're both sitting at home. We got really nothing to do. And all of a sudden we start working on our card business again and it just takes off. And so now I'm kind of doing this semi full-time, part-time. Well, Cam continues his full-time job. And we hope to open an actual physical location here in my city so people can come visit. It's called the Realm Games and Toys.
And we'll put a link up on the description so people can go to it and check out the YouTube and all that good stuff. So that's one of the things. And of course, we still have re-edits of Two Guys, One Canuck coming out and periodically throwing new episodes in within it. But that is still a thing and it's still slowly trickling out back to normalcy.
Right. Also. And just like a lot of our schedules haven't been matching up, like John works odd shifts at his job.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Right. I've gotten a new job in the last 4 months. Yeah.
And grading your new job cards. Is closely right. related to what I'm doing.
So I know, it's hilarious.
You probably expect another podcast coming out in a few more months.
Right. Right.
Right.
Just talking about cards.
Talk about trading cards.
Yeah. So that's been mine. And I've been doing massive amounts of just new job, trying to move up as fast as I can kind of stuff. But we're all still here. We're all still coming. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I guess that's pretty much it.
I mean, it has been good that we have been able to at least get together at least once a week for at least like an hour and a half to play a little something.
Oh, for sure. And that's about all we got right now.
Right.
I guess that's about it. I don't think there's anything else specifically other than just wanting to give everybody an update because we're definitely not gone. And I still believe we are the longest running Gears of War podcast. I don't think any other people who have tried to do a Gears of War podcast has made it past like the 20s. Oh, that's it. I'm going to try to get interviews with people who either worked on or acted in or whatever. It seems to be the people who work for the company seem to be really easygoing and nice and able to make that kind of thing happen. So that's something else we're going to try to do in the future as well.
And I would love to sit here and talk to somebody about one of my favorite game franchises, especially somebody who worked on it.
Right?
Probably expect Operation 8 episode coming out in the next week or two. They released Bernie. I really liked Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
I just like to thank every single person for listening. I'm Killer Mike. That's Popsicle Runner. This is the Gears of War podcast. Hit like and subscribe, and we'll see you. back next time.